transformation of your life in many different areas, like he was just explaining.
Did you ask her if she goes to a Sunday system?
No. Do you belong to any religious organization?
I belong to a non-denominational.
Okay, non-denomination, they're the same as a denomination, they've just removed a name.
Yeah.
So they still practice the same church system.
Christmas, going to church. Christmas and Easter, those are pagan holidays God never ordained. If you look at that, the Roman Catholics started those, and the evangelicals do it. Have you ever noticed, look at the evangelical, the fruit, like Sister Debbie just said, you're a tree. The fruit of your life, all right?
And the branches grow.
Right. Have you ever looked at the evangelicals? They're just like the world, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's no change. You can't see. I used to belong to one. Years ago, before I even knew the gospel and knew the truth, I was a Lutheran. Uh-huh. I would be partying one night and then going to church the next night.
You can't.
There was no
double-minded.
I didn't know the gospel.
Very good. Double-minded.
It's double-minded, and people are wishy-washy.
Yeah.
And so when somebody is born again, there's a marked time or period within their life that they can look back and see a total transformation of their life, of who they used to be to who they are now in Christ, and they're growing and producing godly fruit. They understand the scriptures, they hunger, they thirst for the word of God and to follow after him.
And they test everything to the word of God. And if you do that, if you test your non-denominational church to the word of God, I know what you're going to find. You're going to find they do a lot of worldly, compromised things that are not of God. And then the Bible says we have to reject that. And if they won't repent and change their ways, which I don't find any of them want to, that's what fills up buildings, is compromise. Then we have to leave them and then get into the milk and the meat of the word. And you're in a very vulnerable place as far as emotions with your marriage and stuff. If you'd ever like to Bible study, or if you'd like daily encouragement from a woman, my wife is there to do that for you.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you go on our website, don'tperish.com, there's a label on there called a 10-point test.
Okay.
And if you click on that, you can test the religious.
You go on the internet, right?
Yeah, I do.
And it will show you many of the sins that are in every denomination out there.
Oh, okay.
More so than that, if you go on there, click on the gospel. He's got like in-depth teachings on all points of the gospel that go very deep, deeper than what they go. Because what they want to teach you is easy belief. Just believe, come to church, Jesus, wash away your sins, and you'll go to heaven. That's a lie from Satan, and they're dragging a lot of people who have itchy ears. They want to go there because they like what they hear.
We call it fellowship idolatry. And what that means is you're more interested in having friends in church than obeying God.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you pray for these people?
Oh, yeah, I was going to go over that. They're changing the tire, I'll go over and probably talk to them when we're done. But so what I would encourage you, test yourself.
And
make sure to see that you really are born again. When you're born again, the desire for the truth of God overcomes everything else. And you go to the scriptures, and then that's what our website there is to help you do.
Okay, it was nice talking to you.
You have a joyous day. I like how you said that to me when you walked up. No one's ever said that to me.
What?
What did you say when you walked up? Do you remember?
I said, God bless you.
No, people say that all the time. You said, are you a traveling preacher?
Oh, yeah.
No one says it to me. People usually walk up and go, what are you about? You said, are you a traveling preacher? You got it right. Yeah. Last thing, ready? Do you know what the word preach means in the Bible? It's not a guy behind a wooden box in a building on Sunday. Do you know what the word in the Greek? Look at the Greek and the Hebrew words. You know what it means?
No, I don't.
A public crier. We just preach the truth to you in the public.
Okay.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that is.
Let us know how we can help you.
Okay, thank you.
We love you.
Take care.
I love you.
God be praised.